police reporter. This time, the police reporter brings you a story of gangsters, violence, and bloodshed.
During 1920, the police of Cleveland, Ohio, were at their wits' end. A series of holdups, murders, and other crimes of violence had brought down the ire of newspapers and the public. Even the mayor had demanded action. The week between Christmas and New Year's had been a particularly trying one. Crime was still on the increase. The year has about ended. It is the morning of December the 30th. Two men are in a speeding car. They are Frank Motto and Sam Pupera.
You sure he's hit that corner hit, Sammy?
You think I don't know Wilfred Sly? He's driving that car and he's got the payroll with him.
Yeah, how are we going to get it? Wait till he starts at the factory, then stick him up?
Nah, that's no good. As soon as I find a good spot, I'll run him into a ditch.
Yeah, but Sammy, that's dangerous. If we wreck our car, we can't make a getaway.
If we wreck our car, we can't pull the stick up, that's all.
Hey, looky, Sam. How about running him into the side of the bridge?
Okay, I'll give her the gun. As soon as I stop, stick him up and grab the satchel with the payroll.
Hey, you're almost alongside of him now, Sammy.
Here we go. Hold on and be ready to jump.
Okay. What's the perfect, Sam? Come on, come on.
Hey, what's the matter with you fellows? Don't you know how to drive a car? Look at my front fender.
Shut up.
Let's see your driver's license. Come on.
Put your little pencil and paper back in your pocket, Sly, and hand over that satchel.
What is this? A stick-up?
Yeah, so get a move on.
Say, you guys won't get a dime from me. If you want that satchel, come and take it.
Don't argue with him, Sammy. Get the payroll.
All right, I will.
Over my dead body, you
homie. Okay, Sly.
Oh, Sammy, what did you have to do that?
Hurry up, Frank. Grab that dough.
Yeah, I got it. What are you going to do about him?
I'll fix him.
Well, don't kill him, Sam.
He ain't going to squeal on us.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. I got a family.
Shut up.
Come on, Sammy, hurry up. People are beginning to come.
Everything under control.
Come on, come on. Get in that car.
The next night, in a cheap dance hall, the two gunmen were spending part of the $4,200 payroll.
Where's Frank?
He's on the floor dancing with Lucille.
And he leaves you sitting here alone?
Oh, I don't mind. I don't feel much like dancing.
If I had a dame like you, I wouldn't leave her sit around. I'd stay with her.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd be afraid somebody'd cup her off if I didn't.
Frank knows he can trust me.
Sure, that's why he goes dancing with other dames.
Well, that ain't so. Frank don't go with nobody but me.
Ah, oh, don't be a sap. Ask him where he was Christmas Eve.
He had to work.
So that's what he told you.
It's true.
Don't be foolish. Come on, Toots. Shake that cheap piker and play around with me tonight. I'll show you the kind of a time a swell dame like you deserves.
I ain't gonna listen to you anymore.
I hate to see a nice girl like you get the runaround.
If you don't stop talking like that, I'm going to tell Frank what you said.
Go ahead. Here he comes now. You don't think I'm afraid of him, do you?
Hello, Sammy boy.
Hello, Frank.
Did you come alone?
Yeah.
Where's Lucille?
Oh, I took you back to your own table.
Say, Frank, this guy says you've been chasing around with other girls.
You know better than that.
He's been trying to get me to go out with him.
What's the idea, Sam? Trying to cop my dame.
I like her.
Well, so do I. So lay off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take it easy if you don't want to get hurt.
And who thinks he's big enough to hurt me?
I am.
Well, this is as good a time and place as any to try it out.
Look. I came here to have a good time, Sam, not to get into trouble.
Ya yella.
You know I ain't, Sam. You found out that yesterday morning.
If a dame ain't worth fighting over, she ain't worth having.
I can give you all the fight you're looking for, Sam, and right here, too, if that's the way you feel about it.
Oh, don't start anything here, Frank. It'll get us into trouble.
Well, he's a-looking for trouble, and he's a-gonna get it.
Quit talking and start something.
Look out, Frank. Huh? Here comes a bull.
Yeah.
Coming across the floor.
Well, maybe you're satisfied, Sam. Your loud talking is brought over the bull.
Bulls don't scare me.
Hey, what's going on here?
This guy tried to come over here and cop my dame.
Why, you dirty double-crosser.
That ain't true, officer. I ain't his girl.
Hey, you're Frankie Motto, ain't you?
Sure. What about it?
Well, it looks like I'm in luck. I'd like to see you down at headquarters.
What for?
I think you know something about a car that was stolen on Euclid Avenue about a week ago. In fact, there's a witness willing to swear he's seen you take it.
Well, what do you know about that? A guy can't even go for a joyride anymore.
Quit stalling, Frankie. Come on, let's go.
So long, Frankie. I'll take good care of your girl while you're gone.
You dirty double-crossing little rat. I'll get you when I get out. Maybe before, but I'm getting you, see?
Come on, Frank. Let's go.
Listen, baby. I'll kill you if you play around with that mug while I'm gone.
I won't, Frankie. I'll be waiting for you when you come out.
Without a leg to stand on, Frank Motto was sentenced for the car stealing. He is about to be taken to the Mansfield Reformatory for a 3-year stretch when he decides to talk.
So you got something to tell us, Frank?
Yeah. You guys are pretty anxious to crack that sly payroll case, ain't you?
Kinda, yeah.
Maybe I can tell you something about it.
What do you know about that stick-up, Frank? Were you in it?
No, I wasn't. But I heard some guys talking about it the night before it happened.
Where?
In the pool room. They tried to get me to go in with them, but I wouldn't do it.
Did you know any of them?
Yeah, one of them.
Who was he? Do we know him?
I think you do. I see by this morning's paper that you pick him up on a larceny job.
What's his name?
Sam Pupera.
I'll see. Give me the turnkey's office. Hello, Dave. Charlie Cavola. Got a guy down there by the name of San Pupera? Well, have one of your men bring him up to my office. Yeah, right away. Well, Frank, we'll know whether or not you're giving this to me straight as soon as he gets here.
You don't expect him to own up, do you?
Well, we'll turn on the heat and he'll own up soon enough.
And I want him to know I told you.
You got it in for him, huh?
Plenty. He tried to cop my dame. You heard what he said to me when you made the pinch?
Said he'd take good care of her while I was doing the stretch. A wise guy. Well, he'll never take care of nobody.
Come in.
Here's Pupera, Charlie.
Bring him in.
Don't shove me around, copper.
Gonna get fresh, are you? You know what happens to little boys that get fresh around here, don't you?
What do you want with me?
Just brought you up to see a friend of yours.
Hello, Frank. You don't have to talk if you don't want to.
I don't talk to rats.
Listen, copper, you didn't bring me up here to talk to Frank. Now, what's up?
Frankie here says you know something about that sly payroll robbery.
Yeah?
Well, how about it?
I don't know any more about it than he does.
Which means what? That you know all about it or you don't know anything?
What do you think, copper?
I think you were one of the guys that did it, and Frankie here's going to tell me all about it.
Are you going to squeal, Frank?
I'm going to blow the works.
Now you're talking. Come on, Frank, let's have it.
Sam and me pulled that job, and Sam was the guy who shot and killed Sly.
Shut up, you sap, shut up. You're putting us both in the hot seat.
I'm putting you in it, but they can't touch me.
Why not?
I'm starting to serve a stretch in Mansfield tomorrow. You can't bring another charge against a fellow that's already serving time.
Who told you that?
So, ain't it?
No. We can bring 1,000 charges against you if we can prove them.
Then I can go to the chair for what I told you?
You bet you can, Frank. And we're going to do everything we can to put you there.
And so, Frank Motto's ignorance of the law and his desire for revenge won the prosecutor a quick case on both men. We find them in the shadow of the electric chair.
It's almost time, innit?
Yeah, they'll be here any time now.
Why do they have to make such a fuss about it? Why didn't they come and have it over with?
The time will come soon enough, Sonny.
Are the newspaper guys there?
Yeah, everyone's there.
Well, they won't be able to say I didn't give them a good show. That I didn't die game.
Well, are you ready?
I've been ready for an hour.
You sure you don't want a spiritual advisor?
Sure, I'm sure. I ain't afraid. I don't need any help. I go, Mom. I can walk.
You got nerve, son.
Come on, let's go. Take me past Frank Motto's cell.
There won't be any trouble, eh?
I won't start nothing. I just want to show him I ain't scared.
Come on, then.
Gee, it's funny, isn't it? It's hard to believe. In 5 minutes, I'll be dead.
Don't think about it.
Oh, what else can I think about? I'll be all through thinking before the sun's up. That's Motto's cell, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hello, Frank.
Sir, Rat. They're taking you first. This is rich. I told you I'd get even, and I'm doing it. In 5 minutes, I'm going to be alive, and you're going to be dead.
But you won't be alive long. You're going to the chair the same as I am this morning.
But I ain't going first. I ain't going first. I'm getting even.
In less than 20 minutes, this little drama was ended. The state of Ohio had collected its toll of 2 lives.
You have just heard the 26th true murder mystery taken from the police records of the world and dramatized for you by the police reporter. He has hundreds more for you, if you would care to hear them. In this series, a police reporter has been assisted by Noreen Gamill, Elizabeth Russell, Hugh Lester, Blair Davies, Jack Lewis, and C. Whitney Shealy. This is a Radio Release production.